Each year, the Business and Industry Association of New Hampshire surveys business owners to gauge the state's economic climate and what's on business owners' minds. It's a pretty detailed survey, but reporter Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire has read through it. She knows it inside and out, and she's here with the details. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Brady.
Judging by these results, the mood of New Hampshire business owners going into 2012 is cautiously optimistic. So let's pull that phrase apart. First, what's making them cautious, and then what's making them optimistic?
The caution part, it's not so much probably what's happening here, although there is probably also an element of that. But I almost see this as being more likely a global concern. You're looking at things like you have the ongoing Eurozone crisis. You aren't hearing as much about this, but there is still continued economic fallout from the Japanese tsunami, earthquake, nuclear accident. Then there's still the fallout as well from the debt ceiling deal that fell through, the super committee struggle that also fell through. All of that together, I think, is what lends to that atmosphere of caution. Now, the optimism, I think, goes back to that idea that New Hampshire's doing better than the national average as far as our unemployment goes. Once again, we're at about a little more than half of the national average is our unemployment rate right now, sitting at 5.3%. That's good. And, you know, 79% of people surveyed thought that what would happen is pretty much the economy would stay the same. So there's that cautious optimism. They don't necessarily, most of them don't think it's going to get better.
But it's not going to slide back either.
Exactly. Most people don't believe that it's going to get that much worse.
One of the questions the BIA asks these business owners is essentially, what are your biggest concerns going forward? So what was on that list that caught your eye?
Ooh, a lot of things. Energy costs, healthcare costs, those are definitely things that we've been hearing about. The other thing that's fascinating about this is the lack of qualified labor. That's another thing that was cited as a major concern. The reason it seemed strange to me is that we do have an unemployment rate that's higher than usual. I mean, normally we're hovering around that 3% and change mark. We're at about 5.3% now. So you would think that there would be enough people qualified to do this work. And then as well with Boston and Cambridge and easy driving distance, you would think that you would have that kind of skilled labor in what they call the knowledge-based economy and that high-tech work. You would think that there would be enough skilled laborers available, but businesses don't feel like that's the case.
Another question to keep an eye on in the coming year. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, Brady.
And HPR's Amanda Loader reports for State Impact New Hampshire, a collaboration of New Hampshire Public Radio and NPR. You can find Amanda's posts for State Impact New Hampshire by going to our website, nhpr.org.